You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Republican Broadcast Network. This is RTR Truth Media, and this is Chris Switzer. I believe I'm going to be joined by Rachel Tobias as well. And this week I'd like to cover Trump's new anti-Semitism bill that he's set up here. I can pull it up here. The Times of Israel article from January 11th. Of 2019, so not too long ago, House advances bill forcing Trump to fill anti-Semitism envoy role. And this is, of course, right on the heels of the bill itself. So let me just get started with this. Lawmakers vote 411-1 in favor of special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, but it still needs Senate approval. Okay? This is written by Eric Cortalesa. The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed legislation on Friday to force U.S. President Donald Trump to permanently pick an anti-Semitism envoy, a position that has been left vacant since he took office. The measure, called the Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism Act, was approved by legislators on a 411 to 1 vote on the House floor. The only lawmaker to vote against the bill was Republican Justin Amash, a Republican from Michigan. I'm sorry if I flubbed his last name. Amash, probably. The bill would upgrade the State Department's global anti-Semitism envoy to the ambassador level, which would impose a legal limit of 90 days for how long any administration can leave the job unfilled. The impetus for such a bill, however, was Trump's failure to pick someone for that opening over the last 2 years, despite frequent calls from Jewish groups that the role was needed as anti-Semitic incidents were on the rise. And I digress from the article here just to give my commentary. Folks, there is, you know, hatred out there. No one denies this. There's hatred from all corners of the world. And there's hatred flung at all types of peoples and groups and because of all things as well. You know, that's just the world we live in. It happens, yes. Is it awful? Yes, it happens. Unfortunately, our media, okay, the Zionist media, chooses to spotlight certain things and make it their voice and make it the agenda. And that's why you hear it the loudest. It's not that it's just happening and that it's all that's encompassing everything. That's not the truth. That's what they'd have you believe. For example, Morgan Freeman said it the best, okay? The best I've heard anyone say it when asked about racism. He was being interviewed, Okay, and the person interviewing them, I forget who it was, they said, you know, Morgan, what could we do, though? What would you do if you were the one, you know, you were the one to come up with the solution to combat this racism, you know, all this racism that we see everywhere? He looked this guy dead in the eyes, very calm, and said, stop talking about it. That's it. Stop talking about it. It wouldn't be as big an issue. It wouldn't even be an issue in the grand scheme of things because of everything else that would overshadow it that was really in the news that day or that week or that moment. Again, I'm not saying that these things don't happen. I'm not saying that racism isn't a real thing. I am not stupid or ignorant to history or the present day, you know? Just look over in Israel. Palestine, right? Come on, you know? you're preaching to the choir here, you know, as you may know if you watch this show or followed our YouTube presence. But I will get back to the article here, okay? These are the rise, you know, incidents they're talking about, though. They're inflated is all I'm getting at. Quote, particularly in light of rising rates of anti-Semitic incidents in countries around the world, we welcome the overwhelming vote today passing the Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism Act, end quote, said Jonathan Greenblatt, the head of the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. It is disappointing and frankly baffling that this critical position has remained vacant since January 2017, end quote. The same legislation was also overwhelmingly passed in the House during the last Congress, but did not get a vote in the Senate. It was reintroduced by its author, Republican Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey, after the 116th Congress convened last week. In order to become a law, the measure must pass the Senate and likely be a veto-proof majority to avoid the president thwarting its implementation. Greenblatt urged the Senate to take up this bill in a timely manner. And Jonathan Greenblatt, of course, has been in the public eye a lot when pushing this agenda, pushing the weaponization of, you know, anti-Semitism and of the term itself, conflating it to be not just, you know, racial remarks towards Jews or towards a group of Jewish people themselves or to Jewish people as a whole, but they conflate it to be anything that people say in being critical of Israel or being critical of Zionism. They're literally conflating anti-Zionism to be anti-Semitism. And that's where I have a big problem. That is a slippery, slippery slope, and they will use it as a precedent to literally silence any opposition toward anyone that is of their ilk, of their color, cut of the same cloth, if you get my drift. Anybody in that privileged, elitist, you know, 1% crowd who has the favor of the Zionist media, the corporations, the government, the state, the military, the intelligence apparatus, all of that behind entertainment, etc., you name it, pharmaceutical, big agro, all of it, right? The whole conglomerate behind. These people are the ones who say what happens, right? They're the ones that meet behind closed doors. They're the ones that organize. They have the money. They have the resources. None of these bills are for you and I. They're not to benefit you and I. They never were there to benefit you and I. Not since the start, sad to say. Not even in that parchment that most of you probably worship so much, the U.S. Constitution, you know, written by our founding fraudsters, as I like to call them sometimes, because of, you know, what they did. They were clever as a fox, but the we the people in that document are not we the little people. They are not you and I. Your lineage, you know, your people never signed that document. You're not a party to it. You're not. The signatories that were on that document are, and their posterity. And the states, you know, they're in accord with the states. It's a federal contract. That's what it was. And it was a commercial venture, a commercial contract designed to be the new world order. That was the new world order at the time, coming from the old world order in England. And that's why the king, when he signed the Paris Peace Treaty in 1783, signed from a place of power, because he had the winning hand. He was the one making the rules. And if you liked it, join in and sign up. And that's what we did. That's what the colonies did, I should say, because I had no role in that, right? I often tend to say we when it has anything to do with the red, white, and blue, you know, the stars and stripes. It's that indoctrination from a very young age, from myself, at least speaking from my own experience. And, you know, I've been since then breaking the programming since I became aware, you know, probably 15 years ago or so. And it's been a journey. It's been a truth rabbit hole since. But I'd rather know the truth than be led by my nose and just decisions made for me, you know, whether they're bad, good, or indifferent. I need to be learning. I need to be making these decisions for myself, you know? And that's sort of what I like to believe is commanded of me, you know, by the God of my Bible. But I'm getting totally off track here, or maybe I'm right on track. But what this is doing is conflating language, you know, how we all communicate with each other, to be a weapon rather than a tool to be harmonious with our brethren, you know, to be able to trade, barter, work with one another, share social values and functions and familial ties and all that stuff, right? Union with one another, with our fellow man and woman. They've taken that language and they've weaponized it. They've changed terms and flipped them upside down. So white becomes black, right becomes left, up becomes down. Girls become boys. I mean, where have we gone? But this is all by design. It is. You know, when you look in their own writings and their own works, you look at the things coming out of the think tanks, you know, the big ones, the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, all of these places, the Stanford Institute, the Hoover Institute, all these places. And then you got the big, you know, the big ones, the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, right? The Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Chatham House. We got all these big groups, NATO, United Nations. They all have a common interest. And it's never, ever, ever for the common man. The United Nations dresses up that language in ecumenical terms. When talking about the common man, they talk about you as if you're a Borg collective. As if you're all one, you know, hive mind, and they basically put the earth above you. And if it's better that man be, you know, killed off, so that the earth can survive, that's the language that they use. That's the rhetoric in all the United Nations documents when it comes to Agenda 21, this new Agenda 2030 stuff. All of that. And that's what all the summits are about. And the new little superstar, Greta Thunberg, or whatever her name is, you know, Pelosi's little favorite, she's being used as well to push that same insidious agenda, which ultimately would have her not even have a say in anything. And they use her as a tool. And until she's probably older, and come out of it, God willing, you know, she won't even ever know how she was used in such a way. Rachel, do I have you on the air with us?
Yes, yes. I didn't want to interrupt your 2020 presidential speech.
So I just realized you were on here, but I know I love picking your brain and bouncing stuff off of you, and I'm sure the rest of the audience would love to hear your insight as well.
Sorry, hold on, in traffic right
now. I know you're traveling.
I'm always doing something on a Sunday. But I just want to say that was absolutely fantastic, and you covered every aspect. Our listeners need to understand that this is multifaceted. So first you have this legislation that's clearly anti-free speech, right? And I know that our listeners understand the difference between an internal and personal opinion and an actual threat, like a realistic threat made against a group of people or the actual intention to harm a group of people, and the difference between just saying something and then taking action. You know, I don't necessarily believe in hate speech either. I think that maybe it's a terrible thing to do, but I certainly don't believe in investing government and backing up legislation with force and throwing people in jail for just saying anything, whether they mean it or not. It reminds me of, I can't remember his name, but there was the guy from the UK who taught his dog how to hail Hitler. This is a real story. He ended up getting, threatened with jail time and had to pay a huge fine. And it was this ridiculous story because there's so many, even worse legislation in Europe, you know, where you could be thrown in jail just for talking about Hitler or the Holocaust and kind of, you know, it's much worse over there. But I agree with you wholeheartedly about the Constitution isn't the source of our rights, you know, and government doesn't exist to protect our rights. And if essentially our government and these institutions are taken over by organizations with an invested interest to limit our freedom of speech, it's obvious that they're going to be passing legislation exactly like this. And segueing off that, I love what you said about anti-Semitism and how it's being conflated with, you know, criticizing Zionism or criticizing other governments or criticizing even just the religion itself. I don't think that there should be any sacred cows on anything. I don't think any topic should be exempt from the public opinion or criticism. And I don't think that people that want to worship a fundamentalist ideology are exempt from that criticism as well. So I absolutely agree with you on that. And there's certainly a distinction between the state and what the state chooses to do and the religion itself. There's certainly religious Jews who are against the state. I mean, maybe we don't hear their voices as often, but they do exist. And you do see occasionally protests and images of that. So clearly, you know, that's what we're dealing with. And we can see the agenda. When you talked about the inversion of everything, there's that satanic and occultist viewpoint of using inversion and kind of flipping something from its natural origin to something else. That's kind of a profound concept that we tend to come across, and it appears in this legislation. It appears, and people have to understand, or listeners have to understand, there's a difference between the rights of the individual and people choosing to express themselves and having the freedom to express themselves, and which is fine as long as they don't hurt other people, and an organized collective agenda. So for instance, I've known trans people who have nothing to do with a political agenda. That's their own personal individual choice, and that's one thing.
Exactly.
And then that's separate from, let's say, saying, well, we should put children on hormone blockers, or we should have drag queen story hour. So there's clearly, and you and I understand the difference. So
bingo.
Yeah, exactly. We're not hating the individual, and we're not saying people can't express themselves. We're just making that distinction that it's something Jordan Peterson has kind of mentioned as well, was originally known for. People shouldn't be thrown in jail for using the quote unquote wrong gender, or we shouldn't have this policing of speech because that's the absolute number one way of how to have a fascist regime is by, like, even just look at North Korea.
No, you're absolutely right, Rachel, and I appreciate you jumping in, giving us some insight as always. We'll be right back after the break, guys.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Broken songs become to the grace, sounds to rest my ears. Not a word I heard could I play. The story was quite clear.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for staying with us and listening to the show. Please, if you find yourself in a position to, please donate to RBN. Please keep shows like us on the air. It's stuff like this that actually gets information out there these days. Sadly, you will never hear it on the mainstream media. You will never hear this position. You will never hear this type of talking point. I take it back. There's exceptions to every rule, you know, and you'll hear it, you'll see it from time to time, but it's just a glance. You'll peek into, you know,
the rabbit hole, because somebody will just come on and, you know, they'll get their little piece out there and then they'll never be seen again, and so on and so forth. So it goes. But this actual order, if you will, that I'm talking about, that I'm leading up to, is Trump signing an executive order on anti-Semitism that critics say attacks free speech. That's the actual headline to the U.S. Today article from 4 days ago, December 11th, okay? At night, 8.03 p.m. it was updated. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Wednesday designed to cut off aid to colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism, though some critics called it an effort to stifle free speech and criticism of Israel, which is really what it is. Quote, "This is our message to universities. If you want to accept the tremendous amount of federal dollars that you get every year, you must reject anti-Semitism," end quote. Trump said during a Hanukkah reception at the White House, where he signed the executive order. The order basically aims to extend the scope of the section in the Civil Rights Act that prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, and national origin. It would now include anti-Semitic hate, Trump said during the signing ceremony. A White House statement said the order is written so as to enshrine the definition from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance of Anti-Semitism into an executive order and clarify that Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act applies to anti-Semitic acts, end quote. You know what the problem with that sentence is, though? The problem with that sentence is that who determines what an quote-unquote anti-Semitic act is? That's the problem. That's the problem, because I could be talking about Israeli high technology sector being stolen from America and stolen from the genius intellect of certain U.S.-born human beings and what they've put into projects and work in American universities and American corporations, or just through an individual without a corporation. And these technologies and these, you know, intellectual properties, if you will, have been literally hijacked, stolen, and sent overseas to Israel by design. It's hard for me to even say stolen. A lot of it was just because they're so gosh darn greedy, you know, like Jonathan Pollard and Aldrich Ames and so many others. But it really isn't called theft when you have binational agreements set up by federal and state levels, literally giving Israel carte blanche to these things, to these items, to these technologies, right? If you go to jewishvirtuallibrary.org and look up U.S.-Israeli relations or binational agreements between the U.S. and Israel, or any individual state in the United States and Israel, you will find everything I am talking about. Your jaw will hit the floor. Your jaw will hit the floor. I promise you. Just reading what we give to Israel for nothing. For nothing. I'd get it if they were our best friend. You know, dog is man's best friend. You know, he's always there. He's loyal. He's wagging his tail. You know, he's ready to die for you, right? That's not Israel, guys. I'm sorry. They might want you to believe that, but it's not even close. It's quite the opposite. They expect America to sacrifice at the altar for their God. Okay? From Moshiach, the third temple. We'll be back after these messages, guys. Please stay tuned for more. Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I appreciate everybody who stayed with us and is hearing the truth maybe for the first time. I just want to add a disclaimer. If you are, you know, tuning in to this station or this, you know, RBN for the first time, I want to let you know that I am not a racist. I am not an anti-Semite. I am not a bigot. I am not a hypocrite. I practice what I preach. And I believe in freedom above all else. And I even said it in my channel, in my live chat the other night. I had a couple dissenting voices, you know, people who just didn't see things the way I saw it, but they were very ugly about it, you know, and venomous. I didn't kick them off. I didn't block them. I just tried to educate. Tried. But I let them have their voice. And I told them, I said, I'll be the first to fight for your right to spew your venom, because I believe you have a right to do it. But your freedom stops where mine begins. You can't harm me or my property, because that's when you're breaking the law and you're harming me. You know, it's a universal law. It's the golden law, the golden rule. But I know we have a listener who's been waiting patiently. We have Art in Georgia, I believe, waiting. Do I have you, Art?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. I'm blessed. How are you?
Hey, Art. Thanks for calling.
I've got a copy of this executive order. As soon as I heard about it, I had to, you know, because I know a lot of times when you read something in a news article or you hear something on a radio broadcast, you know, you kind of got to take a grain of salt with it and do your own research. Mm-hmm. So when I first heard about it, first thing I did was jumped on the internet and did a little search right there, you know, executive order combating anti-Semitism, and lo and behold, I found it, popped up, it was number one in the list. Boy, it's right up on, yeah. Google algorithm is definitely promoting it. So I downloaded it, and I've read it four times. And I want to address a misconception about this executive order. Anyone who says that it will withhold any finances or monies from college campuses hasn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing in there, not one mention of monies or financial resources at all. Not one mention of it. Therefore,
thank you for pointing that out, Art.
Therefore, for anybody to claim that it does, you haven't read the damn executive order. I have. I've read it four times. And I can tell you...
It says a lot about our journalists, doesn't it?
Huh?
It says a lot about the journalists today, doesn't it? How they're putting, you know, that in the articles they're writing about this bill that they never read.
All right. I would like to mention... Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. Art, I would like to mention that in general... I found that kind of funny because if, say, the bill did cut off funding to education systems, and we do have a Prussian education system, they would be hurting themselves, technically speaking, because there definitely is a progressive agenda, especially in liberal arts, where, let's say, you know, certain fields aren't rooted in an objective science per se. I'm not advocating for scientism or saying science can be wrong, but for the purpose and the context of this conversation, I would find that funny if the government was cutting off money to its own propaganda machine.
Sure.
So
it was
I'll
tell you how I saw it. It's a shot across the bow. This is how these people speak in open. They talk to one another while also talking to the masses. It's called the exoteric and the esoteric. Okay, the exoteric is what they want the public, the masses, to see, because they know that you don't know their language for the most part. You know, most of the people don't know. People like I that have studied some of, you know, these mysteries know more than they even, you know, some of their members. But what I'm saying is when they say things like that, you know, about the schools and cutting off funding, et cetera, if they don't do something about this, it is a threat to those at the top who can control and thwart, you know, those at their schools against, you know, one way or the other, they can push an agenda. They're basically giving the marching orders to those listening who know what they're saying. It's a threat, okay? It's not in the bill, you're right. It's a threat. But it also gets used to trick the dummies who won't look at the bill into thinking that's also part of it. And I appreciate it. And if you have more to say, please, I'd love to hear it, Art.
Well, you know, this is how they operate. You're right, ma'am. They would never basically shoot themselves in the foot like this by trying to withhold money. But here's what's really interesting. If you actually sit down, it doesn't take more than a couple minutes to read it. It's very short. Doesn't take a whole lot to read. But for people, if you sit and you actually read it, if you understand, well, I don't like the word understand because it means you stand under the authority of. And it, being someone who 30 years studying law, I try to choose my words carefully so I don't get caught in something But if you actually comprehend the way these things are drafted and the language that is used, you can see very easily when you read this particular document, it has no teeth. It's not even a binding document. It doesn't hold anything.
It needs senatorial. Yeah, I know. It's where it's heading, and what it, you know, what they're pushing is obvious. You know, it's the threat that, hey, we're going to take away your right to speak, period. You're going to do what we want. You're going to do what we say, or else we're going to throw you in jail. We're going to take your money. We're going to take your property. That's what they want. It's a big threat, and they may push it down the field and get what they need.
The real thing to take away from this is that it actually has this document. It has no teeth. There's no there's nothing drafted in the document that actually gives any authority to any group to enforce the document. It's kind of like when they gave the IRS the authority, said that the IRS could go after you and fine you if you didn't have health insurance. But there was no teeth in it, which meant that the IRS actually had no authority to even fine you or to enforce it. So there's no teeth in this document whatsoever, and there's nothing in it that says, I can't criticize Israel. Nothing.
Sure.
It says, I can't discriminate because you're Jewish. Well, that's the same thing as saying I can't discriminate because you're black. It's poppycock. It's all every bit of it. It's all poo-poo.
Well, let me explain something to you, Art, and you used the perfect example with the IRS, because I have a personal experience with the IRS and with the example I'm going to give you from my personal life. The IRS also puts out stuff with no teeth all the time. Just like you say, I read their stuff all the time, their publications, their press releases, etc. But what they do, and this is how they hurt the public, what they do is they send these threatening letters to your employer, okay? They send a threatening letter out to the employer saying anybody who is claiming this type of status on their tax return or on their W-2s, on whatever, you know, the forms you fill out, all the crap you fill out at your employer, if you're filing this way or if you have employees who are doing this, we suggest or they may or it can be construed as they use language that you and I, Art, know is BS. It's just a lot of, you know, roundabout way of saying we want you to do this, but we have no lawful way to make you do it. Okay, that's what it really said. But my employer, just as millions of other employers will read it, they took it as the IRS is demanding that you do this or else, right?
Yep.
So guess what employer does? The employers make changes, literally changes the way that you wrote how you wanted to be withheld on the form against your will. I had to sign things under duress at my employer, and I had to make a decision if I wanted to personally take my employer to court and file suit against them for doing this, because it wasn't the IRS, who is clever as a fox, as they always are. They weren't the ones liable. They made the employer become liable because they didn't tell them to do anything. They only suggest, and the employer did it anyways. That's the same thing they do with all this stuff. I could use much more colorful language. It is BS. They use it to keep us under their foot, and you criticize them, and watch what happens. Watch if you're in some lofty station in life and you start talking this way. You'll lose your position. You absolutely will.
And Chris, I would go even further to say that perhaps, you know, this might just be a flex by Trump to show his support for Zionism, but that being said, when this is referring to a rise in hate or discrimination, whatever, we haven't even touched upon the concept of these hate crimes in New Jersey being potential false flags or hoaxes, which, like, the media is never, ever, ever going to touch. And
which half or more are.
and so to me at least, like, all of these things work in sync together. They basically, these institutions try to make their own evidence in that Hegelian dialect and try to create problems, because majority of most people whether they're racist or not. And I believe that racism is inherent. I think that in the sense of we're all going to be suspicious of people that are different than ourselves. And that's a natural instinct. Wanting to actually hurt another person other than defense is a whole other thing.
Yeah, so that's I just want to make that ball of wax.
Yeah, I want to make that, that distinction clear. But we are definitely seeing people put under duress from these suspicious, I'll just put it like suspicious tragedies. And I'm not undermining or saying that hate crimes don't happen, obviously. But I think the general, most of the most public ones that we have seen, even the Jussie Smollett case is like perfect. Just really is there to fan the flames and get everyone so divisive. But our listeners probably know on a day-to-day basis, we generally don't come across people that are filled with hate. You know what I mean? And even if people were hateful, who cares as long as they're not hurting anyone else?
Yeah.
Yes.
Precisely.
I mean, I've had times where I've been walking down the street and I'm a white guy. And, you know, people like, well, white people aren't discriminated against and they don't hear racial. Are you kidding me? I've had a black person call me a cracker or a honky or white trash. I just look at him and whatever, you know.
Yeah, something wrong with you, not me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought up Greta Thunberg and this whole climate change thing. I mean, how many magazine covers have we seen with white people or white babies on the covers saying that they should have less children, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's never... There's clearly an agenda here. Yeah.
that's my comeback to people who start criticizing Greta. You know, like, how dare you? I mean, the first time I heard her speak, I couldn't help but laugh because I'm watching her give her little speech at the UN, and I'm thinking to myself, you poor misguided child. You know, I mean, and then I hear she took a sailboat from her homeland to these UN conferences, and I'm thinking, okay, how much sailboat was made by plastic? What is plastic made from? Petroleum. How is petroleum refined? Yeah, you see where I'm going. And then, of course, you know, we got the information that the people that operated the sailboat, when they got to wherever they were going, they flew back to where they came from. Then they had to fly in people to operate the sailboat to take back and all of this. And I'm thinking, and she's on a train. What kind of train? What is it, electric train? Well, what produces electricity? I mean, this whole thing is just...
It's ridiculous.
Every bit of it.
It reminded me of the Naira testimony from the 1992 Earth Summit in Brazil, okay, which is Agenda 21, which is, you know, the United Nations been pushing this, you know, the Earth is better than people think for a long time. And Naira, if for those who don't remember, it was a false testimony, a false flag, if you will. It reminded me of Greta. A false testimony given before the Congressional Human Rights Caucus on October 10, 1990 by a 15-year-old girl who provided only her first name, Naira. And she sobbed and cried and talked about how the incubator babies were left on the cold floors, you know, so that we would invade and take out
the country.
And it was later determined that she was actually a diplomat's daughter, and she was coached by a very wealthy Hill & Knowlton, a very wealthy American public relations firm, neocon Zionist firm, and they worked for who? The Kuwaiti government.
Wow.
And that's exactly what comes out after time, right? So maybe after some time, it'll come out that little Greta Thunberg could be of, you know, relation to somebody in this type of government, you know, or any type of organization that would otherwise benefit using her propagandized, weaponized rhetoric.
Well, you know,
I believe her. Oh, sorry. I believe her mother was an actress. And then in her past, she had a relative who issued a book on climate change, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway.
There you have.
It, you know, and here's another thing. I understand that, it was brought to my attention early on when Greta Thunberg first hit the spotlight, that she suffers from some form of Asperger's or something like that. And
who knows?
So when I think about that, I think, okay, wait a minute. Define child abuse.
Yeah.
A child who suffers from Asperger's, who really doesn't get what's happening here, and right. propagandize them in this way, and then prop them up in the media as a tool.
Like a Manchurian candidate.
Use.
We'll be right back after the break. Thanks, Art.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, shut your mouth, swallow your pride. What does it matter, our ambassador died. There's nothing you can do about it, might as well face it. Disagree with anything you label racist. Welcome to the place. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for watching and listening, I should say, to RBN, RTR Truth Media. Before I do let you folks go, I know we're at the top of the hour here. I'm in New Jersey, so it's close home to me. They're passing, anti-vaccine legislature. here in New Jersey, and things that get passed in the states usually, you know, get bumped up to the federal level once they get shock tested in a certain demographic or state, and it works. So they're passing the anti-vaccine legislation here in New Jersey, which basically removes the ability for parents to exempt their children in the schools, you know, from getting these vaccines that, you know, some parents, myself included, feel are detrimental to our children and harmful to our children, not helping our children. And we actually share a common faith or a common belief in this view with the anti-vaccine, you know, crowd or movement, as the Orthodox Jewish population. We just share, you know, we're in line in that view with that particular subject. Much else that they do and believe, I don't share their beliefs. But this certain thing, we are in line, you know, and I can appreciate, you know, the support that they put behind it. However, sometimes they go a little overboard and, you know, make it look a little crazy. But that's also, you know, no, they're not getting any help from the media, you know, let's say that. Because like Rachel so poignantly put earlier, there are a big, big group of true Torah Jews, as they call themselves. That's what they refer to themselves, not me. True Torah Jews, and they believe, as the Torah teaches them, or the Old Testament Bible, they don't consider it the Old Testament Bible, obviously, the Torah, right? They believe that there should not be a Zionist state of Israel. They don't believe in a political state. They don't believe that they should be doing this. They believe that when Moshiach returns, when their Messiah returns, they believe that he will tell them what to do. He will either dictate, you know, to have a state or not, or that it's right, or whatever, okay? But they feel that what they're doing now has nothing to do or little to do with religion or faith or Judaism, and all to do with politics, military, money, greed, and statism, okay? And that's also something I believe, and I share the same views as the true Torah Jews, not the Zionist Ashkenazim, which are the ruling group behind the state of Israel today, and those who control the Zionist outlets that are perpetrating and you know, propagating these stories, these agendas, all of this rhetoric that would have the common man and woman believe that there is all this hate out there. Everybody hates one another. There's violence. Violence begets violence. And, you know, it's just everywhere. It's rampant. Without the government and without the police and military, you know, we would have, you know, chaos in the streets. It's not that way. I believe we should have a government, just not a, you know, United Nations Gestapo force like we said. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening. Please come back next week and stay tuned for other broadcasting on RBM Network. Later, guys.
Take care, everyone. Take care, Chris.
Take care, Rachel. Thanks again.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.